This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Who's this one for? The quarterback?
Yeah, he's the man.
Defending Super Bowl MVP until this year's Super Bowl. Maybe he'll do it again. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Quite an eventful last segment we had here on the radio show.
We'll hear it again.
Yeah, I can't wait. We'll get to everyone's phone calls here. Could Kevin Petullo win you back over if the Eagles offense has a big performance on Sunday? He certainly can get back on my good side. I'll say that. If the Eagles play well on Sunday and the ball is moving and they're getting the ball up and down the field and scoring points, yeah, he's back on my good side. I'm very open to changing my opinion on Kevin Petullo if this postseason goes well. Then there are some people out there, stubborn people, who don't want to change their opinion on Kevin Petullo.
It's not. I like Kevin Petullo, and I know if anybody's listening, I know he probably feeling some kind of way.
I think most would challenge that.
I mean, that's just the way I talk.
You've been recklessly speculating about the guy for months.
That's the way I talk.
I know.
I said from a place of love. It's not like I dislike the guy. I think he's done a decent job. But when you're talking about these high dollar athletes and the standard that has been set for the Philadelphia Eagles, he's falling short.
So I don't disagree. I don't think he's had a great year. I don't think there's. I haven't thought special when I watched. The only thing I like usually is the red zone stuff. I think he's pretty good down there and creative, mm-hmm. and they've been great in the red zone. I also think he's a first time play caller.
Yeah, and he underachieved.
Well, he did, but he had circumstances that we didn't expect when the season began.
Joe,
if you told me the offensive line, I mean, there are plays we all see it where the offensive line whiffs on blocks. So what am I supposed to do with that? Look at the corner and say, dummy?
Joe.
No, the play's blown up.
To me, that's an excuse.
What do you mean?
When you have the type of talent that we've amassed.
The Cam Jurgens and Landon Dickerson aren't.
I hear you.
But they're not as talented this year as we assumed they were.
When you have the perimeter talent that we have amassed over the years, there are workarounds. I remember playing against guys that were backup tackles. And teams adapted to that tackle's inability to block, and they were able to have success throwing the football or whatever because you changed the scheme to match the personnel that you have for that week.
Yeah,
this is a week-to-week thing.
I understand that. I just think that I'm going to try to be fair on this. If Jalen Hurts has a great postseason, mm-hmm. that does go into the evaluation of his year, right? It's part of it. It'll make me feel better about his year if he has a great postseason. So I got to say the same thing about Kevin Petullo. If they turn it on in the playoffs, it changes the evaluation of Petullo. Let's be real. All of the rankings that came out last year about Jalen Hurts, right, that we all fought about. He was 6, he was 7, he was 5, and we fought that he should be 2 or 3. If the playoffs never happened last year, where do you think Jalen would have been ranked last summer? 12, 15? based on last regular season, but the playoffs bumped him up, and we all acknowledge that.
Mm-hmm.
So if Kevin Petullo's offense goes out there and lights it up the next 3 weeks, I'm just supposed to say you stink regular season?
That's where, for the sake of this argument, if that happens, okay, but that's not going to happen.
Well, I could.
No, it's not going to happen.
Well, they get to play two of the worst defenses in the playoffs the next 2 weeks.
Here's where I'm at with that. What has he done? And I'm not going to even talk about Week 18. Before that, that makes you believe that all of a sudden they've been playing possum and that they're just going to go out there.
I don't think it's possum.
And drop 30 on somebody.
No, because the Niners' defense is pretty bad.
There's that.
Yeah.
But even when we played against some bad defenses, that wasn't the case. I remember talking when we were at the pregame, I should say, and somebody, we're playing against the 27th ranked defense in the NFL. And they beat us. And we couldn't move the ball. So that's where I can't hang my hat on that. Like, going into a game, you used to look at the strengths and weaknesses of each team and what they're susceptible against. This team this year, for whatever reason offensively, has not exploited any deficiencies against the defenses that they've played.
I agree,
against.
But we also don't have a strength. Like, there's literally nothing the Eagles do on offense except red zone and turnovers that you could say, do more of that. They don't throw it very well.
I mean, and
they don't run it very
well. That's fair, but if I was the coach, I'm going to at least play the tendencies that I know for a fact that are against the team that I'm playing against.
Well, here's where
and
I say
we haven't done that.
Buffalo, they did. They came out in the second half, and they tried to run the football to ice the game. Buffalo can't stop the run. Eagles couldn't run the ball. What is between – like, anyone with a brain would say, Bills can't stop the run. Run the ball. You have a lead. Eagles tried it, and all anyone said was they didn't score in the second half. They didn't move the ball in the second half. Petullo did exactly what you asked. Go against their weakness. Run the ball. They didn't run the ball, and everyone says fire the coordinator. I just think the players are the bigger issue this year.
I feel like there should have been more creativity. I hear what you're saying, and to a certain extent, you're right. But this offense, since I've been here, has lacked creativity.
That's not Petullo's only this year. That's why I go back to the players and the quarterback.
I'm picking up what you're putting
down. All right, let's talk about the quarterback. Let's hear what he had to say yesterday. So let's start with this. Yesterday, I don't know if this question was spawned because we had that discussion yesterday in the show, AI or not, about Jalen Hurts' postseason, right? His 9 playoff games. He's had some great ones. I think he's had some just fine ones. Anyway. That perception's out there that Jalen levels up in the postseason. Jalen was asked about that. How does he do it? Here's how Jalen responded.
I asked you a few weeks ago about the clutch run set and the high-stakes games. Why do you think it is in your career you've played better or where you've elevated your performance in these high-stakes games?
Some things are in you.
You heard him. You heard him.
Just answering your question.
That's what I'm talking about. Talk your trash.
Let's clip that second part for a drop. Just answer your question.
There's some things in you. Say, why you come with these fire ass takes? Because just some things are in you.
Yeah.
And these fire takes. I vibrate on a high level, dog.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what he did. I've played with guys. He said, "God, could you play it again?" I like the confidence in which he said it.
It was very confident.
I asked you a few weeks ago about the clutch run set and the high stakes games. Why do you think it is in your career you've played better or where you've elevated your performance in these high stakes games?
Some things are in you.
That's what I'm talking about. That to me, you know what that sounds like? That sounds like
question.
A 300 yard, 3 touchdown game right there.
I mean, come on.
That's what it sounds like to me. Still 21 points, but 300 yards is pretty impressive. Man.
Well, if he does that and they only get 21,
300.
What happened? I mean, we should get more than 21 points.
No, see, now I'm not. Don't do that.
But what do you mean?
Don't do that.
If he throws for 300, we're only scoring 21.
Joe, don't do that.
What, they're empty calorie yards?
No, don't do
that.
What
are you talking about?
Don't do that. 300 yards and 3 touchdowns, that's a good day.
Yes, but don't you agree that should lead to more than 21 points?
No, I would say that if we get 1 touchdown in the first half and 2 in the second half, that's a damn good day with what I've seen thus far.
I'm just trying to follow
your
stats there.
Yeah,
all
I'm just saying. You heard him. Explain again. I need to hear that one more time. That he said that with. That's what I'm talking about, Jalen. Talk your stuff.
About the clutch run set and the high stakes games. Why do you think it is in your career you've played better or where you've elevated your performance in these high stakes games?
Some things are in you.
You heard him.
Yeah. I'm just answering your question.
I'm just keeping it real.
Get the hell out of here.
Wouldn't it have hurt to drop in a, hey, it's a team game? My offensive line blocks. The receivers have made plays for me.
Jalen, it's the playoffs.
The running back. Okay.
It's the play. Like you said, Joe, I'm on the boat now. It's the playoffs. All said and done. We in the playoffs. That's what I'm talking about. That's 400 yards.
And they're only scoring 21
points.
Five
touchdowns.
See, you're setting the bar too high.
Of course he is.
Listen, did he not do that? Didn't he say it was in him? And then what we've always said? He don't do nothing but win.
Well, hold on. But seven sacks and a safety was in him in the Rams game, too.
I don't remember that.
Oh.
All right.
Well, then you're AI, then. You're just like AI. We just make things up.
Hey, listen.
Three total touchdowns in the Niners game. Which did not happen.
I haven't gotten over it. I really haven't.
Y'all need to quit living in the past.
No.
I'm trying to spin forward on Petullo. You're stuck on a Week 18 game that was a preseason game.
He about to get fired, dog. If he don't perform.
I got to tell you, we do have evidence that might be a W for Hugh from Hard Knocks about that Week 18 game.
I have spin
game.
Ready for that.
Wait a minute. He said, I like how y'all are already collabing on
We did, yeah. We talked about this behind your back.
I have spin. All right. Anyway, more from Hurts. Asked about, he's healthy heading to the postseason, more than he's ever been, which is great. And is part of that because he's run less during the regular season. Here's Jalen on all that.
With your rushing numbers being down this year across the board, do you feel that that's part of the reason why you were able to remain so healthy throughout the season and be healthy heading into the postseason?
No, I think the season's just kind of gone the way it has. The approach this year and how the games have been called with this coordinator, Coach KP, it's just kind of going that way. And so just kind of taking it in stride and try to give my best for whatever position I've been put in.
Can I recklessly speculate?
Well, I knew you would, so.
Can I recklessly speculate? He don't respect Kevin Petullo.
Here we go.
He don't. Dog.
You mean this OC?
See, this is where I got to school y'all young cats. That's the way you be. When you're disrespectful. When you do stuff like that, you've been working with this man all year.
Well, really, for 5 years. He's been in the building.
It was crazy.
It was pass game coordinator. You've
been working with this man for 5 years, and you forgot forgot his name. I don't work with those cats every day, but I make it my business to give them, even though I talk trash about them, to give them respect that they deserve.
If you were talking publicly and you were like that producer, like because of this producer.
Yeah. No, that's disrespectful.
That's insanely disrespectful.
That's why I always, when I say something about Coach Sirianni, Coach Petullo, I give them the respect that they deserve because they're the coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. For you to sit there in that press conference and drop that gem when you're talking about it, something's just in you, and then say this offensive coordinator in the same breath.
That's wild.
You do not respect him. You don't respect what he stands for, and that by far gives me more reason to believe that they're gonna get his ass up out of here.
They might. I don't disagree that he could be gone.
Not like the offensive coordinator.
That's great. I don't want to hear a single thing next year. Not one call. This is his 1,000th coordinator.
Can I take my reckless speculation to a whole new level?
You really are trying to win this insider of the year on the way out.
I'm feeling
you?
Some kind of way. Spike the rankings that he gave me kind of hurt my feeling. But
break a story.
There has to be some conversation, I would think, with the quarterback about who would you like at offensive coordinator or what like.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at dsw.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
When Coach Sirianni is thinking about Kevin Petullo, hiring Coach Petullo, you got to say, hey, Jalen, what do you think about this? And either he's like, yay or nay, right?
I think that I'm sure he's at least involved in the, this is the names we're talking to. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
And for that to happen that way, and then for you in this moment, right before the playoffs start, to say this coordinator is crazy, that is crazy to me. That's what this coordinator wants to do. Like, you, like, either you know he ain't long for this job, or you just don't like the man. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it stood out to me, too. All right, one more from Jalen Hurts here, talking about his input on the offense. Because back in training camp, he talked, you know, the question was about, you know, hey, are you going to have more input as the years go on and you're part of this whole thing? Okay, now that the season, the regular season is over, how did that whole thing go? Here's that yesterday.
At the beginning of the training camp, I asked you about having more say in the offense. Now that we've gone through the entire year, we're heading into the playoffs. Do you feel like that has kind of worn out, and what kind of, you know, effect do you think it had on you in the offense?
Yeah, I don't know if you were in here that day. I spoke about, you know, having influence, or whatever word that I use. Help me out.
Exactly.
No. I think it was influence, but, you know, obviously I would say I have an influence. Ultimately, I'm not the final juror of that. And so there's always collective conversation, and, you know, everybody's talking ball from different position groups to the quarterback room to obviously everyone amongst the coaches. But we put our trust in the coaches to make the right final decision.
Mm. What do you make of that one?
You don't really want to know what I think. Do you really want to know
what I think? I asked, yeah. Just don't talk about Eric Mangini, please. For all of us.
I find it interesting how he shifted, because I listen to everything, and I know Kyle has it in the archive somewhere, where this year, earlier in this year, Jalen says, this offense looks the way that I want it to look, right? Now you come back and you're asked a direct question about why are you not running, and you talk about the direct input that other people have that influence the decisions that being made in the game. I would have followed up if I was there, being the doggy reporter that I am, the insider of the year that I am.
Here we go.
I would have asked him, so wait a minute, what has changed since the last time you were asked a question about the offense and the makeup of the offense?
I have that. It was December last year, or 2024, I should say.
So last, about a year ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I've submitted myself to whatever it takes to win. And so, you know, you look at the course of the years, and we've had, I mean, different conversations for who the most valuable player is, and the recognition and whatever. And it's all about the team at the end of the day. But you see different areas, you know, shining in different years. And so it's about the team. You know, I don't care how it looks. It's kind of my game, and I think that's something that people have to accept, that, you know, it's going to look how Jalen Hurts wants it to look, you know, but he's going to win.
I'm confused.
Well, I mean, I have a theory.
What's that?
They were scoring more points last year, so he was willing to say, it looks the way I want it to look. This year, they're scoring less points, so it's the way the coordinator wants it to look.
This is where I'm stuck, and you might be right. And we're recklessly speculating. We're in my wheelhouse now. But if the bottom line is winning, in which Jalen Hurts has done a lot of, then you're pulling out all stops to facilitate that. Yeah, that's how I look at it. You're pulling out all stops to facilitate that. because that's the main thing is winning.
Yeah, of course.
And if your running ability, if your running helps further that cause, then why not do it?
I agree.
Yeah. So
well, especially
I
in the playoffs.
Yeah. I don't understand. Well, maybe, and I'm gonna say this because of the way he was talking at the podium and talking about his inning. I expect at least for 50 run for at least 50 this weekend. If that's the case.
And he's done that, you know, in the playoffs, certainly. I mean, he's had two Super Bowls where he's run for 70-plus yards. So
I think this is Jay. Like, I'm starting to – hearing him talk and the way he's talking, I'm moving the line a little bit. I think he's going to light it up this weekend against this team.
But they're only going to score 21 points.
Oh, I'm probably going to move off of that. I still got time. I got from here to Sunday.
Well, yeah, I mean.
There you go, Kyle. We're going to California.
There we go.
We're gonna drop 30 on them this
week. We'll be back on Petula.
That means Petula's back.
Oh yeah, Petula out of here.
Oh, stop. Still, let's go to Rick in Delaware. Hey, Rick.
How we doing?
What's up, Rick?
Great, buddy. What's up?
Hey, Joe. It's AI Rick from yesterday.
He got his own name now, AI Rick.
Hey, well, you know, you make the mistake, you got to own
it,
right?
We all make mistakes.
Yeah,
man.
We'll just blame AI. We're good.
Yeah, so anyway, about Petullo, I agree with you. I was a little more swayed after hearing you for the last half hour or so on hold, believing that possibly he could be turning it around. I do believe, I'm not saying it was 100% possum, but I do believe they helped running back the second half of the Bills game. As terrible as that was, I think they shut it down, figuring they could have seen them in the Super Bowl. So they had the lead, and you said this multiple times. He sees this team as arrogant. When they shut it down and start going back to those stupid plays where it's all his route and everybody sees it coming and nobody gets open, yeah, you turn around and you can't score, you can't move the ball, but it's because they're turning around and deciding we're not going to show anything more. We've seen multiple times this season where Petullo in the red zone, as you stated, has turned around and had different play styles. We've had, you know, the toss play to Goddard up the middle, and the old Andy Reid style play. We see, you know, passes out short. That's why Goddard had such a great season. So Petullo has potential. I just don't think he's there, and I think Sirianni has stepped in more based off of what he said to elevate this offense.
I think you're right on that. We started to hear some of that, and Rick, good phone call. We started to hear some of that after the Bears game that Sirianni stepped in. I mean, you could look at that two ways. Maybe you could point out the good since then and say that's good. You could point out that it hasn't been great since then and say, see, that still the whole thing is not what I want it to be. The bottom line for me is this: I haven't loved the Petullo thing. I think there's a real chance that everyone out there that wants him gone is going to get their way, and they're going to move off him and get a. There's a lot of big name former head coaches or coordinators, offensive guys that are now out there because all these, you know, firings around the NFL. It's probably going to end up that way. I'm just saying, for me, you can get back on my good side if they go out there and have a big day Sunday against the 49ers. 215-592-9494. All right, we'll get to everyone's phone call here on Petullo, on the offense. Can he get on your good side with a big win on Sunday and some offense? Hugh Douglas, you know, so... still on week 18, which
is...
Doesn't have to. He
a low man on the totem pole as far as the money train goes.
Scapegoats.
Scapegoats.
Is this how you're going to run your staff with scapegoats?
Yeah, somebody go, hey, listen, if he gets me another season...
You better look out. Don't take that job.
Don't worry,
he'll,
Joe.
You'll
be the last to go because I picked you first.
He will throw you right under the
3-14. We're getting rid of the strength and conditioning coach. Get this guy out of here.
I mean, look, think about it. He'll slap you across the lips.
I picked Ike first, and then I picked you second. But y'all good. Y'all good.
Yeah.
Because y'all like in the family. And Rhea's good, you know, as a PR person. Everybody else?
Everybody else, you better watch your back. All right, injury update next, a big one. What Kyle Shanahan said about the availability of Trent Williams. And we may need to get Harvard Hugh on the case with something going on with all these 49ers injuries over the years. 215-592-9494 for a midday show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Ever wonder why Fanatics Sportsbook is America's fastest online growing sportsbook? Most sportsbooks, they fall just flat. But Fan Cash is the ultimate sports currency, and betting with Fanatics lets you stack Fan Cash. With Fan Cash, with Fanatics Sportsbook, you can get up to 10% back and on all your wagers, win or lose. Use your fan cast to unlock the world of Fanatics with Profit Boost, exclusive merch, collectibles, game tickets, and so much more. There's real value with your sports fandom over here. They also mentioned that they're giving away millions in fan cast this year with games like Fan Cast Drops that is offered live in Fanatics Sportsbook app every single Friday. So switch to the sportsbook that always has your back. Go check it out for yourself and download the Fanatics Sportsbook app today. Winning hits different over here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at RingCentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.